Okay, Shalom Rav Moshe, hope all is good. Hope everybody's feeling well. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Hey. We're here at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, about six lines up, the Kuli Alma. And we had been, again, we mentioned the thing we're going to start with today, is we mentioned yesterday that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, right? We talked about if Purim falls out on Shabbos, when do you move, what do you move back to, right? Like, nowadays, if I'm not mistaken, it doesn't fall out that regular Purim can be on Shabbos, but Shushan Purim certainly, as we had last year, can be on Shabbos. So everybody agrees, as the Gemara says, "Degulei alma miyas Megillah b'Shabbos lo karina." And everybody agrees that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. But my time, what's the reason for that? So sure, just as we had in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Maseches Sukkah, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, "Akol chayavim b'mikra Megillah." Everybody's got to read the Megillah, but ve'ein akol b'kiyim b'mikra Megillah. But not everybody knows how to read the Megillah. So it's gzeira shema yitlenu b'yada v'yelechitzel b'baki lilmod v'yaviren atalad alas pishus rabim. We're concerned that maybe you'll take the Megillah with you and you'll go to someone who can teach you how to read the Megillah, and then you'll carry it dalad alas. Right in the Pshus Rabim, and that's obviously Osir De'oraisa. Tosus just at the top asks, what about taking it from one house to the next? Right? Why didn't he say Isser Hotzah Mirshus L'Rishus? Right? You can take it from your house and go into the street. Well, that's a Hotzah before you get to Dalet Amos. So he says, gives a practical answer that, you know, could be sometimes the Megillah is not in your house. Maybe the Megillah is outside. Yeah, maybe you're just already walking in the street or whatever. Or you're in the middle of the field. So it could be right that you'll violate Dalet Amos without going Mirshus L'Rishus. But either way, the concern here is for Hotzah, that you may take the Megillah and carry it. V'hainu taima the shofar, v'hainu taima the lulav. And that's the reason for a shofar, that you can't, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. And that's the reason also, we don't take lulav on Shabbos. And again, I mentioned when we learned Sukkah, when we learned this in Rosh Hashanah, and I'll mention it again, if anybody knows, I get the first two. I totally understand how you might try to find somebody to teach you how to read the Megillah or how to blow shofar. Those two things are not easy. Lulav is pretty easy. It's pretty not a big deal at all. So I'm going to show you how to either put them all together or shake them. Are we talking about the Nanuim? I'm not sure I understand that. I've never seen anybody really address it. So if anybody has any ideas, please let me know. Either way, Viter in the Halakha Gemara. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, a different answer that perhaps less known. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef no so Mikra Megillah, because the Aniyim look to Mikra Megillah, but what day are we doing Mikra Megillah? Oh, that day we're doing Matanis Lavionim. That day we can get a little bit of extra money. And sure enough, if you've been in Eretz Yisrael where people are collecting everywhere, so you definitely feel that the day of Purim is not only a day of tremendous Mishtav Simcha, but also a day of tremendous Tzedakah, and I totally understand that, if it would be on Shabbos. So obviously that doesn't work because you can't give gifts on Shabbos. Can't give money, etc., etc. If you look at Tosis over here, he explains well that Rav Yosef is not disagreeing with the Hotzah concept. It's not, the reason is not because you can't give. I kind of said it tongue in cheek because you can't give money on Shabbos. That's not the reason, because you can give other gifts, right? We very obviously give Matzah Zevion and we give money. But back then, right, Pasha says most people probably did not give money. Most people probably gave food or possessions or whatever. So there's no problem with giving food, right? Because you know, you can give food to someone else on Shabbos. So Tosu says that Rav Yosef is not disagreeing with Rabba's reason. He's saying we're concerned that you may carry the items in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and also is giving a reason that would apply in the Beis Hamikdash, you know, because where there is no issue in Derabban, there's like a Shavus. There's no problem with a Shavus. Right? Okay, either way, Lamaisa. Rav Yosef is adding this added reason that the Aniyim look towards the Megillah to expect their Matanis Lavionim. Tanya B'Hachri also learned the Raisa, Alpha Pisha, Amr Kfar, Makdim, Liyom Aknisa, Govim Babayom, Machalkim Babayom. The Raisa says, even though we told the villagers to go back to read on Monday or Thursday so that we collect that day and right, and they distribute money on that day. The Gemara says, what do you mean, Afal Pi? What do you mean, even though they move back to Monday, they collect money? Right? It's because they read Megillah on Monday and Thursday. That's the day they gave out the money. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, you're right. Ela Hoel. Rather, what the Bresa meant to say was, since the Kfarim, the villages, read on the Yom HaKnisa on Monday or Thursday, so then Gov Babayom, Machalkim Babayom, Pineshenayim, Shalanim, Nosos, Bemekar Megillah. Therefore, we give out Matas Le'avionim on that Monday and Thursday, because the poor people look to the Megillah to figure out when they're getting this special influx of money. Okay, now, the Gemara just points out, Aval Simcha Einu Nohelges Ela Bismana. But, just to finish off the Brisa, sorry, that's the end of it, but Simcha, Maichol Mishta, the Suda, only applies on the day itself, meaning that if you move Megillah back to, let's say, Monday for the villages, so they would have their Suda on whatever day Purim is, let's say, I don't know, on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever, they would still have their Suda on that day. Okay, Amar Rav. Rav says, Megillah is mana cardinal, so I feel biyachin. If you read the Megillah on Purim itself, you can read it even by yourself. But shalom is mana, but if you move it back, right, if you go to the Yom HaKnisa, so then Be'asara, then you need a minion. Ravasi, Amar Ravasi says, no, Bein Bismana, Bein Shalom Bismana, Be'asara, you always need a minion. Haba Uvda V'chashle Rav L'hadar Ravasi, they had a story once where Rav was choshesh for Ravasi Shita, and he gathered a minion to make sure that even though it was Bismana, he still gathered a minion. And Umi Amar Rav Haki, but wait one second, did Rav really say this? Rav Amar Rav Yudha, Bereid Rav Yishmol, Barshi, Las Mishmei the Rav, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, if Purim fell out on Shabbos, so Erish Erev Shabbos Manam, the time to read it, the time for it is on Friday. The Gemara says, what do you mean Erev Shabbos Manam? What do you mean the time for Purim is Friday? How Shabbos Manam? What do you mean it fell out on Shabbos? So Ella, rather, Lav Hagikamer. Now this is what he means to say. Shalom is Manam Kizmanam, that if you read it not on its proper time, it's just like you read it on its proper time. And therefore, Maz Manam Afil B'Yachid, Afil B'Yachid, just like if you can read it on Shabbos, on its proper time, theoretically on Shabbos, right? If you can read it on its proper time, maybe if you push it earlier, right? So you can also read it B'yachid. So how can you tell me that Rav said that Megillah Bismana, you can read it by B'yachid, by yourself, but if you push it back earlier, yeah, you need a minion. What are you talking about? Seems to imply here that this statement says that if you read it on a day before, you can also read it by yourself. This question is low. Let you make a Megillah Basara. Merely for Mikra Megillah, you need 10. Elamai Erev Shabbos Manam. So what did Rav mean when he said, if Purim falls on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is the proper time? La Fuge min the Rebbe. So he's just coming to argue on Rebbe, because if you remember what Rebbe said, the Amar Hol, V'ninchu Ayeros M'koma, Yudchu L'yom HaKnisa. If you remember yesterday, we said that Rebbe's Shita is, and that if once you're moving it back already, you might as well move it back to Thursday, even the regular cities, not only the villages. So therefore, Kamash Malan, Erev Shabbos Manam, who said what Rav was only coming to say was that no, when you move it back off of Shabbos for the regular cities, you would read that on Friday, not on Thursday, like Rebbe Shita. Okay. Practically, just la'alacha, you can read the Megillah by yourself. All right, obviously, nowadays, we only read this Manam. We only read on the 14th or the 15th, so you can talk, if you're stuck, you can definitely read the Megillah for yourself. Okay, Ezu Ir Gedola, what is considered to be a big city? Again, we quoted this a little bit earlier. Kol Sheyesh Ba Asara Batlanim. If you have 10 people, and we explained Rashi says, that they're waiting in Shul, the Kol guys, Perish Mishnayis, and the Rabbam on this Mishnah says that not only are they waiting in Shul to Daven, as Rashi says, they're also sitting in shul and learning, and Oskim Mitzrach Chitzibor. Okay, either way, Sarabatlan and people who are not working. Pachov Mikan, if you have less than that, Harizik Kfar, that's considered to be a village. Right, again, it's not based on, you know, number of people, it's in terms of how many people are learning and set aside for a minion or a kolol, etc. Ve'elu Amr Matim Viloma Achrim. In the following things, we said you do them earlier, and in these things, in these items, I mean, we're talking about the Kriyas Megillah, right, you do it earlier, but not later. Aval, but the following items you do later and not earlier. Zman Atzei Kohanim, the time when they would bring, again, if you remember from the end of Tainus, right, that they brought the a korban of the Eitzim, right? There were certain times when people brought wood for the Maracha, for the Mizbeach, right? So that was, people had set times, so that would be, those days, V'tesh Abav, and if it falls out of Shabbos, or the Chagiga, the korban Chagiga, if that fell out of Shabbos, right, korban Chagiga, one of the two korbanos, you had to bring on a Yotif. If Sukkot shows up, you need to bring two korbanos, an Olas korban Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, and an Olas Re'ia, which is an Ola for seeing the Beis HaMikdash. So the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, so if korban Chagiga would get pushed to Sunday. If Hakel ended up right on the eighth day of Shmita Tzeres of Sukkot after Shmita, that will be next year, Mitzvah Shem Meheri Bara Beis HaMikdash. So that would be Ma'achrin V'lamakdimen. For those items, we push it later, we push it to Sunday, and we don't push it to Friday, and we'll see exactly why that is. Even though they said about Purim, that Makdim Lo Ma'achrin, that you do it earlier, right? Mutar Behesped Uvetainus Umatanus Lavionim, right? Still, those days are mutter, right? To do by Hesped and Tainus Umatanus Lavionim. Amr Behuda Rehuda says, Emphasize, when do you move the Megillah earlier? Again, we also quoted this earlier. Makam Shenechnasa Beshenim Bechamishi, that's only if the villages go in to the big cities on Monday and Thursday. But if that doesn't happen, so you can only read the Megillah on Purim proper. We explained that doesn't mean that they're just bottling from Malacha. Where Rashi over here says that they're supported by the Tzibor. Again, I mentioned the Rambam of the Parish Mishnah is that they're learning and not only davening. Okay, Viter. My time, why do we push the Kriyas of Megillah earlier, not later? So again, we talked about it on the first daf. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel, Amar Karla Puzik says, V'lo Yavor. He shouldn't pass. The 15th is the last day. The celebration of Purim does not pass after that. V'amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, Minayin She'in Monin Yom L'Shanin. How do you know, parenthetically, again, the same Manda Amar, how do you know that you don't count days for years? Now, what does this mean? So let's say a person says, he takes a Shavua that he's not going to eat meat for a year. So years in Jewish calendar, right, nowadays it's fixed, but back then the years did not necessarily consist of the same amount of days. We assume nowadays, right, we have a lunar calendar, 354 days. But back then, sometimes Rosh Chodesh was Malay, sometimes it was Chaser, depending on when the witnesses came, you could end up having a year that was 356 days, I don't know. So he said that you don't count based on days, you count based on years. So if you set it on, what's today's date, Yud Gimel Teves or something, something like that. So if this, so you would wait until Yud Gimel Teves in the following year, regardless of how many days that is. Shemar, as the pasuk says, the Chodshei Hashanah, for the months of the year. Chodesh Matamonev Lashanim V'yatamonev Yomim Lashanim. You don't count. You count months, but 12 months. You don't count. You don't count years. You don't count days. For Rabbanan de Kesari, Mishum Rabbi Abba Amru, and the Rabbanan in Caesarea said, like in the name of Rabbi Abba, Minayin She'in Mechashvin shows the Chodeshim. Same idea that you don't count hours for a month. There's no set fixed amount of hours if you're going to say, I'm not going to eat meat for a month, let's say. So, Shemar ad chodesh yamim, right? The pasuk says, until a month of days, yamim atah mechashev lechadashim, yatah mechashev shavuos lechadashim. You count days for a month and you don't count hours. Okay. Avazman atzei kohanim, etishuba v'chagiga v'haka l'ma'achrin l'makdim, and we said that list of items, those holidays, shall we say, were get pushed off instead of made earlier if they fall out on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Tisha B'Av, why is that? Because Akdumi Paranus L'Magdimi. We don't want to make bad things earlier. There's no sense in bringing sadness and mourning earlier. What about the other two? Chagig, the Korban Chagig, and Hakel, which simply, Mishum Elkati L'Obatas, Manchiyu Vayu. Well, how could you bring, first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, how could you bring the Korban Chagiga on Erev Shabbos? It's not Sukkot yet. It doesn't work. Right? Same thing with Hakel. With Hakel, you do it on a specific day. So you can't do it the day before. So you have to do it afterwards. Now, we're going to quote this Bryce over here about the Chagiga. A little bit cryptic. And we have three possibilities. I think three. In terms of what exactly it means. Tana will learn the Bryce. The Chagiga, the Chol Zman Chagiga, Be'achrin. That the Korban Chagiga and the whole time of the Chagiga, we push off. Now, what in the world does that mean? So, Chagiga, Bishlam Chagiga, I understand what it means that when we say we push off the Korban Chagiga, as we just explained. The Yimei Klei B'Shabsa, because if the first day of Yom Tov falls out of Shabbos, so Me'achrin Lo Labasa V'Shabasa, you push it off, right? You bring the Korban Chagiga on, let's say, I don't know, second day of Sukkot, on Sunday. El Zman Chagiga Ma'ihi. But what do you mean, Zman Chagiga Me'achrin? What does that mean? So, Amar, first possibility, Amar Rav Oshia, Halkigamar, this is what it means. Chagiga B'Shabbos V'Olas Re'ia. Now, the korban chagiga, like I said before, the two korbanos that you have to bring on Yontif. One is an olas re'iyah, which we just mentioned right now. Chagiga we know, right? The korban shlamim that you eat on Yontif, part of Simchas Yontif. And the olas re'iyah is for seeing the Beis HaMikdash. So a korban chagiga on Shabbos, then an olas re'iyah, afilu b'yontif, this man chagiga, me'achrin. A chagiga you would push off if it fell out on Shabbos, so the first day of Yontif is Shabbos, and an olas re'ia, the korban ola, even on the first day of Yontif, which technically is the zman to bring a chagiga ma'achron. So basically, what that means is that a korban chagiga, if Yontif falls on Shabbos, we push off, and an olas re'ia, regardless of when Yontif falls out, even though the Yontif is the time to bring the chagiga, you still push off the olas re'ia until it's after Yontif, until Chalamayit. So even if Yontif falls out on like a Tuesday. Money, who is that? It's a Beis Shamashi. That's Beis Shamashi. The Tzan, as you learned in the Mishnah, if you remember from Beitza, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Beitza Dafi Tez. Oh, also Chagiga. Okay, we'll see it soon. And Rosh Hashanah as well. Fine, okay. Beis Shamashi Omrim. Mevi'in Shlama B'Yontif Eid Som Chanaleim Avalo Olos. Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in terms of what korbanos you're allowed to bring on Yontif. As you know, you're allowed to do malacha as ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do malacha that's pertaining to food on Yontif. So Beis Shammai says, great, you can bring a shlamim, which you're going to eat, but you can't bring an ola, which you're not going to eat. In addition, they argue about smicha. Smicha is that you have to put your hands on the head of the animal with all of your weight, all of your force. It could be that it's an isser of mishtamshos behemah, that you're using the behemah. Right? Similar reason you're not allowed to ride the behemah or use it for any other reason. And it's also a possibility that the Gemara, if you remember, the Gemara explains that Beis Shammai, they argue as to when you have to do smicha. Beis Hillel says you have to do it right before the korban is brought. Beis Shammai says you have to do it, you can do it even beforehand. Okay, but either way, they argue about smicha. That's not really our issue right now. Beis Shammai says that you can bring a korban shlamim on Yadif, but not on, not a korban ola. Well, that's exactly what we just quoted, that the olas re'ia, the korban ola that you bring for seeing the Beis HaMikdash, that can never be brought on Yadif, and that has to be pushed off to Chol HaMoed, because you can't bring an ola on Yadif. Beis Hillel says that's not true, but that's what we're saying, that this is Beis Shammai's Shita. Okay, that's one explanation of what Chagiga B'chol Zman, Chagiga Me'achrin means. Second possibility, Rava Amar, Rava says, Chagiga, Kol Zman Chagiga Me'achrin. That for the korban chagiga, right, to bring a korban chagiga, the entire time that you're allowed to bring the chagiga me'achren, that you're allowed to delay it, but tfei, but more than that, lo. Meaning you have a set amount of time to bring the korban chagiga. You can only bring it the entire time where you can bring the korban chagiga. Now that might sound obvious, but the Mishnah just explains. The Gemara explains. The Tanakh like the Mishnah, Misha lo chag yomtav rishon shel chag. If you didn't bring the korban chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, chogig v'holech kol regel kulo. You can bring the korban chagiga the entire holiday, uviyotav achor shel chag, even on Shmini Atzeres, but avar haregel v'lo chag enu chayev bachriyuso. But if the sukkah passes and you haven't brought it, if you haven't chag, right, it's a verb, right? You haven't brought the korban chagiga, so then enu chayev bachriyuso, meaning you blew it, right, and you missed it, and you cannot bring the korban anymore. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, third possibility. What does it mean? Chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achren afilu atzeres. That the whole point here is that you can bring, what the Bryce is trying to point out is that not only on Pesach and Sukkos, which is obvious, you can bring the Korban Chagiga for the entire holiday, even on Shavuos, the Chag Yoma, that even that it's only one day, so still on the Achron, you can delay it, excuse me, until afterwards. Ditzan has been learned in the Mishnah, and a lot of people have a minug, not to say Tachron after Shavuos for 7 days, right? Maybe more Hasidic places, right? Because they were able to... you had time to bring the korban chagiga that time. Okay, either way, but the time we learned in the Mishnah, everybody agrees. It's, again, it's a if I'm not mistaken, machlokes by Shammai by Hillel. But either way, they modim shem chalat tzeres lios b'Shabbos. Meaning that if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, shem tovach achar Shabbos, and the day you bring the korban is the day after. Right, again, that's I think. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, the machlok is there, between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Chagiga, which we'll get to soon, is that if Shavuos fell on Erev Shabbos. So what do you do on that? So Beis Shammai says you actually do it on, you bring the Korban Chagiga on Sunday, and then Beis Hillel says, no, you bring it that day. Okay, but they agree, and that's what we got from Modim, that's how we got into it, but they agree that if it fell on Shabbos, then you can push it off, right? You can actually bring the Korban Chagiga afterwards. Okay. I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Natan Netir Bepurim. Well, it's one at a time. Rebbe planted something on Purim. If you're wondering what the problem with that is, we'll see in a second. That, according to some, or for a while, there definitely was an Isra Malacha on Purim. Obviously, we're familiar that nowadays we don't paskin like that. Or necessarily. Actually, the Rambam actually does write that most people are nohig in Israel. You'll see in a second, it depends on what the minhag is. The Rambam actually writes that most people are nohig some sort of Isra Malacha on Purim. Okay, either way, I think Pasha says that the minhag nowadays is that there is no Isra Malacha on Purim. But okay, weiter. So Rebbe would plant a plant on Purim. Varakat b'kronos shel tzipori b'shivas v'tamuz, and he went to the bathhouse and very public in the market, right, and on shivas v'tamuz. Ubikish lakor v'tishuvav, and he wanted to uproot tishuvav, v'lo hodulo, and they didn't agree to him. Now, Tosos immediately jumps on this and says, what are you talking about that he wanted to uproot tishuvav? It didn't exist. Right? So he gives two possibilities. Either Rebbe wanted to make it like all the other fasts, and it means he wanted to uproot the seriousness of Tisha B'Av, meaning he wanted to make it like, I don't know, Shavuos B'Tammuz and take away all the other Inuyim, or that he wanted to move it and uproot it from the 9th and observe it on the 10th. Because if you remember, at the end of Tainus, Right, that was when most of the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The Gemara says, "Why don't we hold it? Why don't we do it on the 10th?" It is because Ischalta du Peron Asa. What was the phrase over there? That the beginning is more important. Okay, but either way, it doesn't mean that Rebbe actually wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av Lagamrei. But either way, Amar the fun of. Okay, so this Rebbe three things. First of all, he planted on Purim, right? He washed in the bathhouse on Shabbos Matamas, and he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. So Amar the father of Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda. So Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda said to who was it? Said to Rebbe Lazar, Abba Rechanina, said to Rebbe Lazar, Lo kai chai masa. That's not exactly what it means when Tisha B'Av, when it says that Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. That's not what it means, right? Ela Tisha B'Av Shchalius B'Shabbos Haga. No, that year it doesn't mean forever that he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. It means that Tisha B'Av that year fell on a Shabbos. U'dechinu l'achar Shabbos, and they push it off to Sunday, which we would do, right? Now the halacha nowadays. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, hol v'nidcha yircha. No. Once we're pushing it off, forget about it. V'lo hodu l'chacham, and that's what the chacham weren't happy with. So Kari Allah, so he said back to Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda, I mean Rebbe Lazar said back to Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda, Tov mashnayim min echad, well, two are better than one, excuse me, because had it only been me, I would have misunderstood what they said about Rebbe. Now that you explained it to me, so well, two people, right? Chavrusa sometimes is better, or usually is better. Excuse me. A little under the weather. So two people is better than one, right? Because you taught me the right shot. V'Rebbe heichad natan tiyah b'Purim. How in the world, the Gemara now goes back, is that how did Rebbe plant on Purim? The Gemara is going to give a bunch of possibilities. But first, before we get to them, Va'atani di Rav Yosef, didn't Rav Yosef say that the Pasuk says, Simcha u'mishta v'yomtev, that they established Purim as a day of Simcha u'mishta and yomtev? What does that teach me? Simcha malamish asur v'hesped, can't have a spadim. Mishta teaches me, malamish asur v'tainis, that you can't fast. V'yomtev and yomtev, malamish asur v'siyas malacha. And the word yomtev implies that it's yomtev, that there's no, that you can't do malacha. It's Ella rather, as the Gemara says, you're right. Rebbe bar arbeisar hava. Rebbe lived in a city where they kept the 14th. He was planting on the 15th. He was planting on Shishon Purim. Nata. Ain't is that really true? One second. Rebbe b'Tveria. What do you mean? Rebbe lived in Tveria. U'Tveria recovers chomer. He must be shown b'non havoi. And that's a walled city. He must have kept the 15th. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Just switch it. Right. Ela Rebbe bar chamisar hava. B'chinata bar misar hava. Right. So okay, fine. So he kept Purim on the 15th, and he planted on the 14th. Gemara says, well, let's check out all those assumptions. Really, Tveria? Are you sure had a wall in the days of the Tveria? Chizkiah had a suffix. He wasn't sure whether it was Mekavas Choma from Yeshua Ben Nun, and therefore he read on the 14th and the 15th. Squire says, okay, fine, but Chizkiah Misafkalei, the Rebbe Pshitalei. What do you mean? Chizkiah had a suffix, but Rebbe knew that it was a walled city, so therefore he kept the 15th. Gemara says, okay, but even if he kept the 15th, still the whole premise is wrong, because Mishari was really mutter for the plant on the 14th, even though he kept the 15th. Vaksim, the Pasuk says, it says in Megillah's Tainus, right, if you remember from the Megillah that says days were not allowed to fast. So it says there, as Yom HaRabasar v'Yom HaMishasar, Yimei Puriyah Inun, the 14th and the 15th are Purim, to Lol Mesbeid Behon, that you can't have a Hesbeid, V'Amar Rava, and Rava says, Lol Nitzchwa El Esra, Shol Zeh. And Rava says, the only reason you're telling me this, we know that Purim is a holiday, the only reason you're writing this is to tell me that anything is Esra on one day is Esra on another day. So even if Rebbe lived in a place where they kept the 15th, it'd still be Esra for him to do the planting on the 14th. Gemara says, not really, because Hanimilida has been a tightness. That's only referring to eulogies and fasting. Right? Abba Malacha, no, but the Isra Malacha Yom Echa, that was the only Vesulo, that was only one day, right? Purim is not a 2-day holiday for Isra Malacha. Gemara says, one second, Aini, really? Are you sure it's not a 2-day holiday for Isra Malacha? Harav Chazi Lahu Gavra Davaka Shadi Kitna Bapuria Velatye. Rav saw a guy who was planting flax on Purim and he cursed him. V'lo tzamach kisneh, the flax didn't grow. So he says, okay, but in that case, hasan bar yomehu. No, that day he was planting on his day, on either the 14th or the 15th, whether he was living, he was planting on Purim Mamish, so that's why he cursed him. Okay, so that's one possibility. One possibility is that Rebbe, when he planted, he was keeping the 15th in Tveria, and he was planting on the 14th. Rava b'ed the Rava Amar, another answer. Afil tema biome. No, it could be that that Rebbe was planting on the 15th. Right? Hefzit, because hesped utainis kiblu alayhu, malacha lo kiblu alayhu. This is obviously how we paskin, that hesped utainis were people, we accepted those Isurim, that you can't have a eulogy or a fast on Purim, but the Isur Malacha was not kept. Because the Mikareksiv, because if you look at the Megillah, fascinating diuk, a great diuk. Originally, the Pasuk says that Esther and Mordechai wanted to make the holiday Simcha Umeshta V'Yantif. And in the Ulubasov Ksiv, and at the end of it, right, a few Pesukim later, it says, what did they tell all the Jews? What did the Chachamim allow them? La Sos or Sam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. It's the days of Mishta and Simcha V'Yantif L'Ksiv. But it doesn't mention the second time when they actually set up the Gzera, that doesn't say anything about Yantif. Right, if you remember the Purim Torah, whenever you hear Torah about Purim around Purim, very often people will make a diuk in this line as well. Because what, not only is Yantif missing, but first of all, right, the Pasuk says when they originally wanted to make Purim, they wanted to make it Simcha Umishta. Then when they set it up, right, then it says Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. The Mishta comes first. Right, it seems very much that they made the Simcha contingent on the Mishta. Okay, fine, that's already Torah for 3 months from now. Vela Rav, my time in Latia. Okay, fine. So now if you're telling me that there's no Isur Malacha, so what problem is now Rav? Why did Rav curse this guy who's planting flax? Should have been fine. So Gemara says, Ahu Gavra Devarim Abutarim V'Chirim Nogu Behem Isur Hava. That guy lived in a place where it was technically mutter, but the town had accepted upon themselves the Isur Malacha. It was a minhag, they were nohig not to do malacha. V'asir the Rebbe lo nohig, and in the place of Rebbe, there was no such minhag, and that's why he could plant no problem. Okay. V'boy Seima, or another answer to tell me why Rebbe was planting. Lolam nohug, really, no. Rebbe was living in a place where there was a minhag to not do malacha. So how could he plant on Purim? He was planting a simcha dika netiyah. He was planting a happy planting. And that's okay. Because it's not as we learned, if you remember from Titus, Avru elu v'lo nenu, if some of the fasts passed and they didn't, they weren't answered, right? The first of the three fasts at the beginning, were not answered and there was no rain. So then, mematan, 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 they do less business, ubinyan, in building, uvenetia, and in planting. We'll see exactly what type of planting and building. But Erisim and Nisuin, they would reduce their engagements and marriages, etc. Fitani Allah, we learned about this, that when it says they didn't do binyan or netia, binyan is binyan shal simcha, simcha, netia, netia shal simcha, that they stopped doing these types of building and planting. Ezu binyan shal simcha, what is that? So, zeh abona beis chasnas lef noah, that's building a house for your son to live in, or your children to live in when they get married. What's the planting of simcha? That's something that plants, right, when you plant an orchard for kings, right, where they're able to go and chill and relax and kind of conduct their business in a plentiful place. So basically that was a netiyah shel simcha, is not something that was usher. Obviously the whole day is made of simcha. So you're telling me that there wasn't Isur Malacha, but it was limited when you could do these types of simcha things, right, to keep the quality of the day, certainly b'simcha. Okay, that's why Rebbe was doing that type of planting. Okay. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Chizkiah Kara B'Tveria, V'Rabesar U'V'Chameshar. Chizkiah read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th in Tveria. V'Safkele, he becomes Chomel B'Yomus B'Shom Anunhi Ilo. Because he had a suffix. He wasn't sure whether he had a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. The problem is, V'Safkele, Milsa, the Tveria, why did he have a suffix? But see, the Pasuk says, "Vareimiv tzar hatzadim tzar v'chemes rakes v'kineres." That Pasuk is in Yeshua Perikintes, the Kaimelon, and we say that rekes is Tveria. That rekes, one of those cities listed, is Tveria. It calls them areimiv tzar, walled, fortified cities. So the Gemara says, "You're right. In a Hanami, it had a wall. Behind the time of the Misafkale, this is the reason he had a suffik. B'shud dechad gisa shuru the Yamahavas. If you ever been Tveria." If you've ever been to Tveria, so one side of Tveria, right, beautiful city, one side of Tveria borders the Kinneret. So the Gemara says, well, that's why he had a suffix, therefore. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? If that's why he had a suffix, so am I misafkale? That's not a suffix. Vadi lo chomahi, right? For sure that there is no wall. Right? It doesn't have a wall on all four sides, so that it's not a walled city. At the Tanya, because we learned in Brisa, again, about the halakha of Batarei Choma, Asher lo choma v'lo shor igur. That you can't have a wall of houses, right? Saviv around it. Pratla Tveria, that excludes Tveria. I mean, the Pasuk says, Asher lo choma saviv. So the Gemara darshins out. Choma, a wall, and not a roll of houses. And saviv, all around. Pratla Tveria, that excludes a city like Tveria. Sheyama chomasa, that its sea, that the Kinneret, is its wall for all intents and purposes. So Gemara says, you're right. No, so that's by Bate Arechoma, by the halacha of if you sell your house and your house is in a wall, you only have a year to rebuy it, etc. That's by that, because Kiva Safkali leading to Mikra Megillah, but there's a different Safek by Megillah, because what's the source halacha of what's a walled city or not a walled city? The Pasuk says, Prazim and Mukafin. It says unwalled cities and walled cities. So my Prazim and my Mukafin. How do you define that? Right? The Ksivi, the Gabi Mikra Megillah. When the Pasuk says about Mikra Megillah that there are Krachim and there are Mukafin, that there are Prazim and there are Mukafin, what is, how do you define that? Right? Physical walls? Or, as you'll see in a second, protection. Mishum dehani miglu v'hani lo miglu? Is it because these are revealed and these are open and these are not? V'hanami migli? And okay, so if you're judging it whether a side of the city is open, so then yeah, there's a wall, there's one side of the city in Tveria which is open to the sea. Odilma, or maybe mishum dehani miglu v'hani lo miglu. Rather, maybe it's because, no, these are protected and these are not protected. And Tveria, right, again, if you have a side of this of the city that's on a wall, that's on the sea, so that's also protected from a land invasion. Fanami Migni. And therefore, Tveria is protected. So, Mishum Hachin Safkale. So that's why he had a suffix. Okay, we're going to stop here, so we're going to invite you in the Haley Shas tomorrow on Motzei Shabbos, I guess. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this, and a tremendous Shabbos Kodesh.